Good morning. It's Wednesday, December 31st, 2008, on the Antichrist Pope Gregory's calendar. You're listening to LibertyRadioLive.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net, and this is Inquisition Update with Tom Fress. I'm your host. I'll be with you for the next hour. And I want to remind the listeners to go to my website, http://inquisitionupdate.org, and take a look at the video and read the documents. And the only item that's so far loaded onto the website. And I apologize for not having more information up there, but I'm young into this computer stuff and trying to make time to learn how to do the code and manage my own websites, taxing me a little bit. But the information that is on that website is pertinent for all the listeners to realize that there is a Holy Roman Inquisition taking place in this country. And it's my purpose on this program to alert and inform the American people about the coming Holy Roman Inquisition. That's not only just coming, it's already been here. It's here today, and it's only going to get worse. And before I continue on that vein, I'm advised that I have a caller, Bert Krantz. Bert, are you listening?
Yes, Tom, I'm listening.
Yeah, go ahead, Bert. What do you have? Now, let me introduce you. This is Bert Krantz. He's a member of the Tony Alamo, a longtime member of the Tony Alamo Ministries down in Falk, Arkansas, where the current Holy Roman Inquisition is taking place. Now, Bert and his wife Miriam have had their children abducted by the state of Arkansas on trumped-up charges that their pastor, Tony Alamo, was producing kiddie porn. And they had guns, and that Tony Alamo was transporting young children, young girls across state lines for sexual purposes, all of which is bogus. There's no truth to any of it, but the congregation and Tony Alamo stand guilty as charged, and they're being prosecuted in the press. And this program, Inquisition Update, is an attempt to give equal time to the families of Tony Alamo Ministries. And this is one of the bereaved families, the Krantz family, who have lost, seven children, Bert, is that correct?
Six. We have six.
Six kids, the youngest one being just over a year old, and was literally ripped out of her mother's arms. On an on-ramp to a highway in Arkansas. I guess the family was on their way to a park for a little rest and relaxation, a little recreation, and the government thugs, the Jesuit-controlled papal thugs, stopped them on the highway and literally took their children from them right on the highway. And if you want to, and I encourage you to do so, go to Google Video or YouTube and type in abduction of Tony Alamo Ministries children. Abduction of Alamo Ministries children, and watch those videos. It happened that I believe it was even Bert Krantz, who I'm speaking to, had a camera, a video camera, when this Inquisition took place. And you can actually watch how it happened. Now, with that, I'll allow Bert a word or two. Go ahead, Bert.
Well, Tom, you mentioned how that the state of Arkansas abducted, actually kidnapped our children. Well, they did that, of course, on the orders of the FBI. And so it really is a federal apprehension. It was a federal kidnapping, federally sponsored kidnapping. And, of course, there's no justice in it. They have no evidence of any child abuse against my children, or against any of the children that they took. There is no child abuse in our allowed in our church. Anyone that would be ever caught abusing their children would be immediately put out of our church. That's not allowed. We don't have the type of church that allows child abusers. We all know what church allows child abusers to be their ministers and their pastors.
That's right.
To their church.
That's right. Now, let me just make a comment. If I can, Bert, let me just make a comment for the listeners' part. For the listeners' edification and instruction, what Bert just referred to is the pedophile priest scandal in this country. That there are something like 2,000 pedophile priest cases in this country. where evidence has come forward from altar boys and other usually male children who have been sexually molested by their priests. And this is a subject that's not often talked about in the mainstream media, as widespread as it is. 2,000 cases in this country. And the Vatican insists that their cases ought not to be tried in the civil courts, but that the Vatican should take care of its own priests. So the American people just turn their back on it and try to ignore it and try to pretend that it doesn't exist. But if the same justice was rendered to the pedophile priest in this country as has been rendered to Tony Alamo's ministry down in Falk, Arkansas, then every child in a Roman Catholic church would be abducted by federal order and have to go to Department of Human Services for re-education and for protection against their families for raising those children in Catholic churches, predatory Catholic churches, and criminally endangering their children. But do you see that happening? Not at all. But that's not the case with Tony Alamo Ministries, a mainstream Protestant, Bible-believing, King James Version teaching Christian congregation down in Falk, Arkansas, on the mere suspicion that Tony Alamo has been doing something nefarious down there for which there is absolutely no material proof whatsoever. They've taken all the children from the parents, and they're holding him as ransom to blackmail the parents to make false accusations against Tony Alamo so they can shut Tony Alamo up. Now, let me tell you what Tony Alamo's doing that so perturbs our Jesuit Vatican-controlled government. He, like David Koresh down in Waco, Texas, is telling the truth about Revelation chapter 17, who the whore is and who the beast is. Tony Alamo, for the last four decades, has tried to tell the American people who it is that rules this world and who particularly rules our country, and that's the Vatican. He's told the truth about the pedophile priest scandals in this country. So what do they do? What does the Roman Catholic Church do? Accuse them of the very crime, accuse Tony Alamo of the very crime that they are repeatedly guilty of, not just in this country, but globally. Globally, there's 2,000 cases of priest pedophilia in this country. How many do you suppose there are around the world? Do you see them, the FBI and the BATF, going to Roman Catholic churches and kidnapping all the kids to protect them? It isn't happening.
No.
But here's a man, Bert Krantz, who's been a member of Tony Alamo Ministries, who's sworn repeatedly on this program that there's absolutely no truth to any of the charges brought against Tony Alamo, yet his children have been taken from him simply because he's a member of Tony Alamo Ministries. Have I summed it up pretty good for you, Bert?
Well, that's great, with one exception. I do take exception with the, when you, well, I, not that I take exception with you, but when you mentioned 2,000 cases, that really kind of minimizes it, because the very system they use to deal with those cases keeps them undercover, keeps them under the rug. And so
right.
You're just talking about ones that go through the courts, because
right.
Their whole system keeps them out of the courts. They move them from parish to parish, from monastery to monastery, from, you know, to, so they can continue their nefarious preying on altar boys and you know, choir boys and little girls, and then they, you know, this child molestation and child abuse goes on and on and on, and it's so much more than 2,000, because in fact the Pope that's there right now, he was the head of enforcing their system of keeping their pedophilia under wraps. Just
and
pay
I
him
thank
off.
You for making,
what, 660 million dollars? Was that what it was in just in Los Angeles County?
Well, it was more than that. If I won't quote because I don't have it right in front of me, but I just read it the other night. It was, well, it bankrupted several dioceses. And I thank you for bringing that. I thank you for bringing that clarification. The 2,000 that I referenced are only those that we know about. We know that systematically, the Vatican has been moving these pedophile priests around like musical chairs forever. I mean this, and listen, the American people have the idea that this was just an acute outbreak of priest pedophilia in this country. The facts are that pedophilia has forever been a plague of the Roman Catholic Church. It's nothing new. That we're talking about it or that we're even trying to deal with it is brand new in this country. It forever it's gone completely unreported and undealt with in this country. So thank you for making the clarification.
Sure,
2,000 cases on the books, but that's not even a drop in the bucket. Thanks. Of what's been going on forever in this country. Go ahead, Bert.
Well, of course, like I mentioned, there's no child abuse in our church. They even, we got the medical records of when they took our children. They took them immediately into UAMS, the medical center in Little Rock, and they strip searched our children. They gave them, thorough examinations looking for child abuse and sexual child abuse. They found no evidence on my children or any of the
children
they took.
Probably doing gynecological exams of the little girls, aren't they?
Right, of course. That's how they do. And our children, they've never experienced anything like that. Imagine how traumatic that is to an innocent young girl doesn't know anything about what's even going on. They don't they had no idea. And here they drag them in there in front of doctors and all these people, and they're examining them.
And without their parents being present for those exams.
Exactly.
Which if you can imagine, a young girl, an infant, and preteen girl being inspected by a gynecologist, a state-paid gynecologist, to verify whether or not she'd been molested. Without her parents being present, being torn away from their parents, put in foster homes, and then being subjected to these gynecological exams to try to find evidence against something that didn't even happen in that congregation.
It's very hard to get the word out on it, because if you give any kind of interview to the press or the media around here, they'll maybe put, they'll find a little fragment of something that you said and put that in there, and then go on with their mantra chanting all the evils of Tony Alamo, all the false accusations that they've been building up for the past 44 years.
And I know how they play
that
game.
Repeating that out of the mouth of the beast, out of the press at large. And, of course, if you say a lie loud enough and strong enough, people are going to say, well, why do they keep saying this stuff if it's not true?
Yeah.
Well, why did they say so many things about our Lord Jesus Christ, enough things to where they nailed him on a cross? Why did they say enough things about the Apostle Peter and the Apostle Paul to where they were martyred? And so many Christians down through the ages have been martyred. It has to happen by slander. How else can they hate you? How else can they get the public to hate you so bad that they don't even think you're human? They think you're like an animal, and if they put you away, they figure, well, that's good. We've done God's service here.
Yeah.
No, that's how they are. That's what they're doing. Jesus said they would.
There's a message in this for us. Some instruction in for us in this that we need to recognize and take to heart. The reason they're slandering Tony Alamo in the press and charitably coming to you and wanting to do an interview or wanting to do your story is to make one mention so that they can rehearse the baloney that they've been telling about Tony Alamo for decades. It's just another opportunity to rehearse the lies in the press.
And they come so meekly, like, oh, we just want to get your side of this story out.
Right.
And they'll dupe you into giving them if you give them a really good interview, they won't even print one word of it if you don't say it's something they can get a hold of.
Right. Well, I've watched enough the videos on Google and YouTube having to do with Tony Alamo Ministries to realize that every one of those press organizations that have had anything, any comments to make about Alamo Ministries have focused on the same mantra that they've been telling about Tony Alamo for decades.
Exactly.
And despite the fact that they've never been able to substantiate any of these this nonsense, they keep repeating it because they know something. They know something, and this is what I was alluding to earlier, and I didn't finish my point. They know that the people are still the power in this country, and they have to sway the masses to believe their lies so that they can continue to perpetrate this inquisition against Tony Alamo without uprising the people. And I'm here to tell you, I'm going to pull the wool right off the wall, right off the wolf, so that everybody can see what this is all about. This is a Holy Roman Inquisition against a mainstream Protestant organization on trumped up charges. And they repeat the nonsense so many times that people become to believe that it's true. I mean, well, who was it? Hitler or somebody said that if you repeat a lie often enough, everybody believes it?
That's right.
Well, that's exactly what the mainstream media is all about. Repeat the lie, repeat the lie, repeat the lie until everybody's ready to burn Tony Alamo's house down. Well, he's not a pedophile. He's not a gun-toter. He's a Bible-believing King James Version preacher of the gospel, and he's telling the truth about the Roman Catholic Church. This isn't about pedophilia. This isn't about kiddie porn. This isn't about a violation of the Mann Act. They know that's bogus. They know it's bogus. This is about shutting Tony Alamo up because he's telling the truth about the Pope's New World Order. That's what this is really all about. Are we going to let them lie about it? Are we going to believe the lies? Or are we going to demand the truth? Now, listen, if pedophilia was a threat to those kids at Tony Alamo Ministries, then why did the court say, well, we might give your kids back if you leave Tony Alamo Ministries and go get a job someplace else and start paying taxes, Peter's pence to the IRS, and take a few classes? We might give you your kids back. They took the children away from the parents because the parents were criminally negligent for raising their children in Tony Alamo Ministries. So now they're playing the game with the parents. You want your kids back? Leave the ministry. No problem. Well, it's bogus.
It's
because
totally
if the parents were criminally negligent, they're under no circumstances would they be offering their kids back. Now, it's bull, and God's people need to be able to look through the smoke and mirrors and see what's going on, and I'm going to help them if I can. Go ahead, Bert.
Well, you know, they know that they're very much afraid of Pastor Alamo, and that's why they're doing this. If he wasn't such
sure.
a threat to them, like I mentioned in the last hour with Greg, if you were the devil, Tom, who would you want to destroy? You'd want to destroy the ones that are effective against you. Everybody else, you've got them. I mean, why would you care about them? If you've got somebody bound and chained, you're not worried about them. But if somebody's out there exposing you, shining the light on you, ripping the sheets and blankets off of you, and showing all your putrefying sores and bruises, you know, then you're the one. That's the one. You've got to get that person.
Sure.
And that's how Pastor Alamo.
If they're lovers of darkness, who would their worst enemies be? And that's those who are carrying the light. And Tony Alamo's been carrying the light about the darkness of the whore of Rome and how she controls our government and how she controls our schools and our politics and our military and everything else, and how the papacy is really at the top of the New World Order. Tony Alamo's been doing this for 40 years, and it's paying off. People are becoming to understand this stuff. I mean, that's how come places like Liberty Radio Live and First Amendment Radio got their existence, to tell the truth.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, Pastor Alamo, they'll try to portray that because he's telling the truth as if he hates Catholics. Pastor Alamo or anybody that he preaches or teaches to, he never preaches for anyone to hate anybody.
Sure.
Why we pray for even though all these people that are persecuting us and coming against us, that they'll be saved, that they'll see the injustice of what's going on, they'll see the wickedness of the system that they're involved with, and they'll just get out of there join in with the body of Christ. But they,
Tony's hoping.
Go ahead.
Tony's hope and purpose is the same as mine.
Exactly.
Is to get the innocent, deceived Catholic people out of that God-forsaken church, and get them to learn the truth. Just like I finally learned the truth. I never suspected the Roman Catholic Church of any of this stuff up until about 5 years ago.
Sure,
you had a good heart.
You had a heart that wanted to do things right and seek the Lord. That's why when the Lord revealed Himself to you, opened your mind up, you know, you got away from that. And there's so many good-hearted Catholics out there. We have many Catholic friends, and, you know, most of Pastor Lamo's church are former Catholics. They're people that were seeking, you know, the Catholic Church. When I was involved in the Catholic Church, you know, it wasn't, I didn't think anything about what the Vatican was doing, or, you know, world politics, or all the intrigue and the manipulation that goes on. I didn't think anything about that.
Yeah, I was
living my day-to-day life.
Yeah. I've said this before, you know, when I brought this message to amateur radio before I became a guest host for Greg and before I was given my own program, I did this on ham radio for about 4 years, tried to tell people the truth. And people incessantly tried to insinuate that I was a Catholic basher.
Exactly.
And my reply always was to them, go ahead and have your fun now, but when this is over, my friends will be Catholics. My best friends will be Catholics. And that's my hope and prayer, to get those people to recognize what they already know deep down in their heart, that their church is absolutely corrupt and is responsible for the horrors of this world. And it's a cult. It's not a Christian religion. It has the trappings of Christianity, but underneath are festering sores and dead men's bones. And many Catholics are coming to this realization, but they're still left with this lie that they've been taught ever since they were born, that it's the Mother Church, that it's the church that Jesus Christ started, and there's no salvation available in any other church. And while they might be disillusioned with the Roman Catholic Church and some of these horrors that are taking place now, publicly available and known all over the world, they just stay away from the church. But they remain Catholic. And they've only come halfway out of the whore, and they need to come the rest of the way out and get to know the Savior. And I want to help them. My heart goes out to Catholics. I don't do this to bash Catholics. I don't talk about the pedophile priest scandal to bash Catholics. They're not responsible for their priests. But at some point in time, they have to own a little bit of responsibility for feeding that witch. And it's time for God's people to come out of the whore. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. That's what God's word says. And we're to come out of this apostate Christian organization, this quote-unquote Christian organization, and worship the holy Lord of glory in spirit and in truth. And we're supposed to condemn evil and reward good. And I reward the good people of Tony Alamo's ministry to come on here and try to get a little equal time with the mainstream media hype. The lies that have been told incessantly for decades about Tony Alamo, that there's not one shred of truth in any of it. And it's time for God's people to stand up and say enough is enough. Because if we don't, we subject ourselves to the same kind of inquisition that Tony Alamo and his lambs down there are suffering right now. Inactivity is not a choice in this matter. But we'll return right after the break. We'll continue with Bert Krantz right after these messages from First Amendment Radio and LibertyRadioLive.com. This is Inquisition Update with Tom Fress. I'll be with you in just shortly. Stay tuned.
sometimes our .com server goes down. So don't forget, we have a backup, firstamendmentradio.net.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier by calling First Amendment Radio at 559-781-3773 or order on the web at firstamendmentradio.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Nicholas here. I used to lug those big jugs to the market to fill with water from those coin-operated filter machines, 25 cents a gallon or 5 gallons for a buck. I used to. Then I got the big Berkey. Now I saved my back and hundreds of dollars, too. I was paying $600 for the same 3,000 gallons of water that a pair of black Berkey filters will provide from my own tap for only $99. This means that your Berkey water system will entirely pay for itself with only 1,500 gallons of use, and then you will still have 1,500 gallons left before you need to replace the filters. Do the math. Stop throwing your money away on bottled water and filter dispensers that may or may not be delivering as promised. For a limited time, First Amendment Radio is offering 10% off on the most popular Berkey water systems. Visit the shopping page at firstamendmentradio.com or call us at 559-781-3773 for more information. Leave your name and address and we'll send you this special offer. Do it now. First Amendment Radio is an authorized distributor of Berkey products.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from firstamendmentradio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at firstamendmentradio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
We want as much as we can get out there. That's why you need to email me. The email address is on the website. First.
Okay, welcome back after the break. Before I return to my guest, Bert Krantz, I want to remind the listeners that you're only getting this information because...
Yeah.
Liberty Radio Live and First Amendment Radio does not accept corporate sponsorship. This is a listener-supported broadcast.
Okay, well,
that's why we're able to tell the truth, the unvarnished truth. We're free to talk about subjects that will not be discussed in the mainstream or the alternative media. And you get this information because of the way this network is managed. And the commitment that the ownership of First Amendment Radio has regarding sponsorship and the accompanying censorship that goes right along with it. Without that corporate sponsorship, we enjoy the privilege of not having to put up with that corporate censorship. And now we can talk freely, and we are, and we will continue to do so. But you, the listener, are responsible to help support this ministry to keep it on the air. And I know you'll take that responsibility seriously, and you'll contact First Amendment Radio and do your godly duty and help us keep this message on the air. Nobody's getting rich at First Amendment Radio. Nobody flies a corporate jet. Nobody drives a fancy car. I don't get paid for this broadcast, and I wouldn't accept a dime for it if it was offered. This is a free will ministry. A freely tell the truth. The reward is in the telling. The reward is in the telling. But it costs money to put this information on the air. Please support Liberty Radio Live and First Amendment Radio. Now back to our guest, Bert Krantz. Welcome back to the broadcast.
Thanks, Tom. For 44 years now, Pastor Alamo's been holding up the bloodstained banner, and that's all he's been doing is trying to win souls. He's out there preaching the gospel boldly, and that's what's happened. He's snatching souls from the clutches of Satan. And when you get right down past everything on this earth to the bottom line, to the true spiritual matter, that's what Satan hates him the worst. He hates him real bad. And
right.
It's obvious. It really shows. And it shows the wickedness of these government agencies, these different agencies that he uses, this spiritual wickedness really in high places, that they're so willing to be used. And, you know, these DHS people, they're such low-level people. But the particular one in my case, they're supposed to give an assessment that tells about our family strengths and weaknesses and whatever it needs to be done to bring my children back. And they're supposed to, I saw the guidelines they're supposed to use. They're supposed to interview me and my wife, and they're supposed to ask us about our cultural background and all these different things, and about what we believe and about our skills and about our parenting skills. Well, no one ever did that to us. No one ever told us there was supposed to be an interview. Nobody ever did anything like that. Our caseworker never said one word to us. Well, we get to our staffing meeting, and they throw this assessment out at us, and it says that I'm involved in illegal activity. It says that I'm aggressive, and I'm very combative. It says that I'm taught to believe that everyone that's not in our ministry is wicked and evil. You know, I mean, it just says all these lies that have been told about our ministry for years and years and years, says right in this, and this woman never even spoke to me. So this is the way they operate. Now, I can send you a copy of that.
Sure, I'd love to have a copy of that.
That, you know, that's
so send
just
it to First Amendment
right? When you see
send
the
it,
way that they deal with this, and having never even spoken to me, and they say the subject has lost his children because of his beliefs in Tony Alamo. You know, I mean, they as if like we're just cattle. They just herd us in, and they want to portray us. Of course, they use that. Were they those blast words that they use about us? You know that we're a cult and they, all these things, and they, all these were, and that we live in a compound. In fact, one of the women moved to her mother's house so that she could hide her children from DHS. And when they took her children from her mother's house, they called that a compound.
Right.
Just so this one
a house just like mine on a public
just,
street.
Just a house on a street.
It and could be
they called
call
it a compound
if,
just
if,
because
if,
a Christian if, moved there.
Sure. You know? Sure.
So
I'm a Christian living in a normal household on a public street, and if they wanted to call me a compound, that's what they could do. I mean, guilty
exactly.
as charged.
And then they'll say that Pastor Alamo lives in splendor and we all live in squalor. I live in a brand new house, and it's beautiful. It has all, I mean, it's nothing, you know, it's not elaborate, but neither does Pastor Alamo live in an elaborate house. They went through his house from the top to the bottom. They went through his office. They went through the they went through, when they did that raid, they searched for pornography. Here they're searching for pornography. They didn't find one picture.
Well, I was just going to ask you how many truckloads of pornography and guns they hauled out of Tony Alamo's compound.
You know, it seemed if you were producing pornography, there would be somehow on the cutting room floor, they'd find at least a scrap of a picture, you know.
Yeah.
But they didn't even find a cutting room floor. You know, they didn't
sure.
find anything. There's not. It wasn't one shred of anything, because that's not allowed. That's right on the rules of our church. If someone wants to move in, first thing we tell them, a short list of the basic rules that you have to abide by: no drugs, no weapons, no pornography. You know, that's not allowed. No foul language, no threatening people. You know, no violence. These things are not allowed in our church. We don't allow our children to play with toy guns. If there had been one gun when they raided you, if you saw that video of the surveillance video, it doesn't show much. It just shows what they did at the street level. But you saw the force they came in with the machine guns, they're dressed in combat gear, and just 100 vehicles full of these armed men storming this property, and they didn't find a pop gun. There wasn't a pop gun. And you can see
I want the listeners to go to YouTube and Google Tony Lamo and watch the videos of that raid. It was a SWAT team style invasion of that quote unquote compound, and it was ridiculous.
You saw the kids just walking around like a kindergarten class.
It was like going into a kindergarten class with a SWAT team.
That's exactly what it was. They stormed our playground.
Yeah.
They stormed the playground and they took children that were swinging on the swings.
Yeah.
That was their crime.
Well, let me tell the listeners. You know, they demonized the people down in the Waco quote unquote compound by saying that they had guns. Now let me tell the listeners something. We live in America, and up until just a decade ago, if you didn't have a gun in your home and if you didn't know how to use it, you were considered just a little bit kind of weird. It's not illegal to own a gun in this country. It's good sense to own a gun in this country. Everybody has guns in this country. But they somehow managed to demonize the people at Waco, Texas, because they had guns. Now, what happens to our common sense when we allow the mainstream media to demonize guns in America? That's the kind of mental twisting and manipulation and mind control that the mainstream media poses to the American people. Now, it barely goes in America mentionable that an American has a gun. For pity's sake. When I was a little kid, the same age as they abducted from Tony Lamo's ministry, I had a pair of pearl-handed six-shooting pop guns like you wouldn't believe, buddy. I had one on each hip, and I went around shooting every fence post I could find. I never killed anybody, and I'm not a wicked killer. And I grew up with a 12-gauge shotgun. As a matter of fact, I've got a roasted pheasant in my crock pot right now. And guns are American thing. Why would we demonize a Christian community that doesn't even have guns, that makes it a violation of their rules to have a gun? And why do we allow the mainstream media to demonize these people on the mere suspicion that they had guns when they raided the place and couldn't find anything? The truth is, their case is falling flat on its face. The only hope they've got to salvage their reputation is to steal the kids and twist the parents' arms to the point where somebody will come up with something false to justify this whole charade. And my hope and prayer is that the parents and the people that used to live in that quote-unquote compound remain faithful to the truth, at the risk of even losing their kids over this thing, to tell the truth. And this thing's going to come. This house of cards is going to come falling flat on its face. If we will honor the truth and wait on the Lord, He will deliver us. But I want the American people to know that we've had enough religious persecution in this country. We've had enough of the Holy Roman Inquisition. We've seen the burnings of Waco. We saw the raids at FLDS. Look, when they took those people out of that quote-unquote compound, did you see a fence? Did you see a gate? Did you see a woman that had one hair out of place? Did you see a woman that was shabbily dressed? Did you see a child that looked gaunt? And did you see any scars? All you saw was weeping and wailing children that wanted to be delivered back to their parents. And they hauled them off on school buses. And they tried to indoctrinate them and put them in the mainstream cultic society that we live in, just like they're trying to do to Tony Lamo's kids. And it's a tragedy and a horror and a spectacle that needs to be seen by the American people in the light that it truly should be shown upon it. It's a Holy Roman Inquisition. And that's what the American people need to start calling it. Go ahead, Bert. I didn't mean to.
Well, that is a great tragedy that they've kidnapped our children, and now they're trying to undermine their faith. They're telling them, you know, doctrines that just aren't biblical. They're putting them in public schools where, of course, drugs is rampant, and they're giving out condoms, and they're having this sex education and just stimulating these children to where now there's rapes and all kind of promiscuity going on in grade school level, and they've put our children into that and taken them out of a wholesome, wonderful, secure, loving Christian environment. Ripped them away from their loving parents that had provided for them for years, for all of their lives, and all of a sudden they're in this unstable environment. The children were very tormented, not knowing if they were going to be separated from each other, because just recently they were going to move our children from their foster home and split them into groups. And they said, well, when we split your children up, how do you want them divided? That's what they asked us.
Divide and conquer.
I mean, how do you want us to divide your children up? You want the three and two, or you want these three with the... It's like asking Solomon, you know, which one of these women should get the baby.
That's just a psychological...
It's just heartbreaking. And but we, of course, we don't have any control. It's like... the Lord has allowed this situation to happen. We know that He said we'd go through these trials. He told us in advance that they would drag us in before magistrates, that they would coerce children into coming against their parents. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to coerce these children into believing that their parents have been teaching them wrong all their life. And that... And that they need to, go along with the program and just go into society, do things like, you know, just go out on dates and meet up with boys and get into promiscuity and start taking drugs and all these things. And meanwhile, say, oh, well, nobody's perfect. Well, if you don't even try to be perfect, how are you ever going to attain to perfection?
Yeah.
So Pastor Lamo preaches that, you know, God does require a perfect church. He says He's coming back for a church without spot or blemish.
Yeah.
And if we don't strive for perfection, well, what kind of a Christian are we?
Right.
You know, so He preaches this, and He preaches that, you know, no sinners are going to make it into heaven. That's what Jesus said. And so, you know, people don't like that. He makes a lot of enemies. And, of course, He's a voice crying in the wilderness, and they have to shut him up. They have to shut him up, and they'll do anything. And it's just, they keep saying the same things over and over again about Pastor Lamo. Well, I can't say enough how that Pastor Lamo, you know, he's the most powerful voice that I've heard that's speaking out against the wickedness of this world, and Satan hates him worse than anybody else, and that's why he's coming against him the hardest and wants to shut him up.
Right. Well, anybody that knows anything about this situation has to be proud of the families down there. To be able to stand up under this kind of pressure, to have their kids taken away and turned against them, and have their children divided up and sent into foster care and foster homes. Let me tell the listeners a little bit of something about the foster care system in this country. Sometime when you got a little time, do a little research to find out the kinds of horrors that take place in foster care, the rapes, the illegitimate children that come out of foster care, the kind of abuse that takes place in foster families. Look, they have unrelated children, mixed male and female, in strangers' homes with children that are unrelated. There's fraternizing going on. There's illegitimate babies coming out of these relationships that are built in these foster homes. It's no place for godly children.
Amen.
The place for godly children is in the arms of godly parents. The place for godly children is in places like Tony Lamo Ministries, where the males and the females are kept separate on the playground, that there be no temptation, no drug abuse, no violence. They live godly lives. They're a light shining in a dark place, and that's why they're being persecuted. Not because Tony Alamo's a pedophile. That's a lie. Not because he's producing kitty porn and making money off kitty porn. That's a lie. They don't have the evidence. Tell the court to show the evidence. Somebody call the judge. Somebody call the local paper and say, let's see the evidence against this Alamo ministry. Let's see the evidence. We hear all the charges. We hear all the accusations and the complaints. Let's see the evidence. It's time for American people to quit being satisfied with just swallowing every load of hooey that comes out of the mainstream media and start asking for the truth. Are we going to allow the mainstream media to demonize Tony Alamo Ministries the way they demonized David Koresh's Waco compound and the FLDS compounds? Now let's quit calling them compounds. A compound has a fence, a high fence with barbed wire inside, just like the compounds that they've built in this country for all the Bible-believing Christians that they're going to criminalize, just like they criminalized Tony Alamo, who doesn't have a fence on the place. Those people come and go as they please. They're part of a local community. They can mix and mingle with the society. It's a Christian community within a community, and it's open. There's nothing nefarious going on in Falk, Arkansas, except for this horrible Holy Roman Inquisition that's taking place against innocent children of God. And I want to indict the local churches in the Falk, Arkansas community for not coming to the support and aid of Tony Alamo's Christian ministries. What kind of churches are we running that we don't demand the facts? Why do we just sit back? Are we afraid of losing our own kids? Did God give us a spirit of fear or of a sound mind? Why should we fear to tell the truth? Why should we fear to stand up for people who are being illegally and immorally and outrageously persecuted by our own government, our own papist-controlled government, who wants to persecute Protestants in this country, who's got a track record, a 500-year track record, of burning Protestants to the stake? You think it can't happen in America? It is happening in America! And it's high time we wake up to it and call it what it is. Go ahead, Bert. I hope your ears aren't ringing.
Well, that's a good point. You know that Pastor Alamo has been indicting the churches in general for all of his Christian life, that, you know, all these evils that are allowed to happen, it's because the churches are allowing them to happen. They've joined in with the whore. They're just their daughters. And there's been a great falling away of the churches in disguise as a revival. Pastor Alamo's been exposing this, and so these mainstream churches, Protestant, supposedly evangelical churches, they hate Pastor Alamo as much as the Vatican, because they're just part and parcel with the Vatican on this.
Yeah.
And I know you don't have much time, but my wife would like to say a little something. My wife, Miriam.
Yes, go ahead, Miriam.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Miriam.
Well, you know, they gave me visiting nursing rights, my God-given rights to parent my baby and nurse my baby, and they took those nursing rights away last Thursday. And our lawyer, you know, says to Mary Helen Mitchell, who's the head of the Department of the DHS, she's the OCC for the DHS in Texarkana, Miller County, and our lawyer said, you know, my client, she really wants to keep nursing her baby. And Mary Helen Mitchell says to him, she needs to be put out in the pasture with the rest of the cows.
You're kidding. A Department of Human Services employee said that?
She is the head OCC. She's the top. She's the one that has the power.
What's OCC?
To, you know,
what's OCC stand for?
Every time I think of it, I can't remember.
Yeah.
She's their top attorney.
Yeah, she's the attorney.
An attorney said that? Oh.
In chambers, arguing with the judge, or, you know, arguing with our attorney before the judge.
The judge
they,
heard
they
that nonsense?
They ended up taking away my rights to nurse my baby, even though
no,
my baby
no,
nursed
no, 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 wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
That they allowed me to nurse her, which was
wait
only
a
handful in the past month.
Wait a minute. The judge heard that nonsense?
I don't know if the judge heard that statement from her, because she said that to our lawyer. But they definitely were back in a private hearing to take away my rights.
And, can anybody get a transcript of that?
I don't know. I don't know about that. You know, she did. I did ask her. I said, you know, my kids. They were told that I couldn't give them. I was told I couldn't give my kids their Christmas presents. They could only have one. They could open them, but they couldn't keep them. And I said, but my children, you know, I've always given them lots of presents at Christmas. They have relatives. And Mary Helen Mitchell says, well, you have to understand, you know, six children. That's a lot of kids. And you know, that's a lot of stuff. I said, well, my children, their clothes are falling off of them that you gave them. They need belts. They're asking for belts and socks. She says, well, I don't see why you can't give your kids belts and socks. So on our Christmas visit on the 22nd, they gave us a two-hour visit. I gave my children very nice gifts. I gave them socks and belts and things, lots of really nice presents, and they didn't even let them have the socks and belts. They got to keep a 99-cent photo album that I had given them with pictures in it.
You gave them clothes for Christmas, and they were allowed to open the presents, and then they had their clothes taken away from them?
Yeah.
You have a right to get that clothing back, don't you? What kind of... I don't understand.
Well, they said we can give them presents, but we have to take them back with us home. So my kids, you know, went away sad on our Christmas visit, you know, asking for their Barbie dolls. You know, my little five-year-old, please, can I please just have my Barbie?
My God.
That's how they're treating us. My children.
Well, they're treating you with contempt. This isn't justice, this is contempt. They're just working a psychological terror on you. I don't see how anybody could legitimately describe it anything but psychological terror. This is outrageous.
These people's hearts are cold. They've waxed cold, just like the Bible says.
This is inhumane treatment.
It's totally outrageous that you would rip nursing children away from their mothers. That shouldn't be allowed in any society, any civilized society. How can you allow that? How can it be allowed?
Yeah. Well, it's allowed in papal America, and I've been telling the listeners, I've been doing it on amateur radio for 4 years, I've been doing it on the Investigative Journal for a year, and I've been doing it on this program for 3 weeks. There's a Holy Roman Inquisition coming to this country, the likes of which this country has never seen before, and they need to listen to the